Thanks for joining us as we continue to consider the names of God. Genesis chapter 16, that's our passage today. And again, if these are a blessing to you and you're encouraged by them, send them on to family or friend, and it would just be fun to be able to do this together. Genesis 16, 7 through 10. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" And she said, "I'm fleeing my mistress Sarai." And the angel of the Lord said, "Return to your mistress and submit to her." The angel of the Lord said to her, "I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude." Sarai, her name was changed to Sarah. She was Abraham's wife. And she was tired of waiting on God. You ever been tired of waiting on God? She decided to take matters into her own hands, and since she had not been able to have children, she told Abraham to sleep with her maidservant, Hagar, which he did. Hagar became pregnant, and Sarah became jealous. Hagar finally ran away to escape the mistreatment. The angel of the Lord found her near a spring in the desert. The angel of the Lord was distinct from Yahweh. However, he spoke in the first person as though to be identified as Yahweh. When Hagar saw the angel of the Lord, she believed she saw God himself. Hagar was not the only one who believed the angel of the Lord was God. Moses did in Exodus 3, Gideon did in Judges 6, and Manoah did in Judges 13. All believed the same thing. The angel of the Lord was God. Many conclude that the angel of the Lord was the pre-incarnate Christ. He never appears in Scripture after the birth of Jesus. I believe the angel of the Lord is the pre-incarnate Christ, is Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. John reminds us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." Jesus did not stand idly by until his birth in a Bethlehem stable. He's always been, he is today, and always will be at work in the lives of his people. And I believe we see him at work specifically as the angel of the Lord, that is the angel of Yahweh, in the Old Testament. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for always at work in the lives of those who follow you. You are the Word and have always delivered a message of power and comfort. Thank you for your work in creation, in history, and our lives today. We pray in your name. Amen.